time with the Unapproved Podcast. This is recording number 553, I think. For some reason, I'm just struggling, and I know why. Not some reason. It's because I've been working to be my authentic self and not give you guys what everybody else is doing. And we all fall into that sometimes. Well, I think many of us do. So I'm working on staying authentic, as if I'm sitting right in front of you and just chit-chatting. Thank you for your patience in advance as I work through the seemingly weird moment in time where I am not sure suddenly how to give you guys information. Anyways, let's move on. So what I've got in front of me is my outline of things I wanted to talk to you guys about. And it's not going to be a long session here today. I want to talk to you a little bit about the utilizing our intuition, what it feels like, where it comes in handy, and maybe an exercise at the end for you to work on for the month if you'd like until our next podcast. You can also catch me on Substack under Trust Issues. Sorry, my dog's right here too. So you can look in there, and I've got articles about the same thing. I am trying to work with a theme each month just to help keep me organized, but I may go off the rails with that because I think that's part of the struggle of being authentic and then trying to fit authenticity into some sort of framework. I'm not sure if that's possible, because if you're authentic, you go with, I feel like if I'm being authentic, then I need to go with my intuition, what moves me. And that's kind of what I'm discovering along the way, is what truly moves me. Because I can sit with you guys as clients and and such, with students. And if I'm reading someone, I have full connection to their higher self, to their guides and all of that. So I'm fully authentic there, because it's not Diane. It's just I'm the vessel to deliver the information. But when in this scenario, I feel like I'm kind of working against my past voice, right? Corporate, fully conformed to making everybody else happy and not necessarily even speaking in my jovial tone, maybe even, because I found that I filtered myself so much, and I'm discovering how much of that, like apologizing to people for just being in the space, like, sorry, I'm in your way. Well, I didn't walk in somebody's way. I just happened to be in a space. So I digress, but that's what we're working on. And that is why it's taken me a little bit to get some of these podcasts out, because I've been working on that. Okay, so you may hear papers rustling behind me. You may hear the door open and I'm letting my dog out, but I'm going to keep on talking, and I'm not going to edit this stuff out. I'm going to see you all sitting here with me, and I'll just talk. The topic of the month is how to use your intuition for greater good, right? So how to utilize that in your day-to-day life. So again, I'm going to be sort of brief about it, and I've written articles on Substack about it, so that'll give you a little more detail, but this is more just a kind of hands-on discussion. So our intuition is everything we've ever learned, ever experienced, good, bad, traumas, joys, education, college, high school, all of those things, any interaction with people, anything, any experience. If you're a watcher, like you notice things visually a lot, that really will impress on your mind. And those are all things in your, quote, database, is how my teacher described it. And I kind of like that because I'm an analytical person. It goes into the back of your brain, the intuitive side. So it's bringing forward signals or memories, experiences to shine a light on something going on in the now. Okay, for example, we can all feel the energy when we walk into a room where there's been an argument. So I'm envisioning right now like a boardroom or a meeting you walk in on and or you're getting ready for, but there's people in that room. Do you ever walk into that kind of situation where there's people sitting there and they're all like looking at each other or they're staring at their phones or paperwork or whatever and not really talking? There's just a weird vibe. You're picking up on the energy in the room and it's your intuition helping you do that. That's kind of the gist of what your intuition is and how it works and just a quick synopsis. But let's go a little deeper, but keep it brief. That's something I'm working on. So just talking about that in general tells you that intuition is a description of that ability, of that skill set. And I'm a firm believer that it truly is the sixth sense, right? So it's one of the senses that we have that allow us to survive. So we have smell, helps us smell if there's fire, or smell food, right? So if we're going way back to the beginning of time where we still need them, obviously, but they were developed over time. And before we had all of the conveniences of today, humans really had to use their intuition to survive. How do you find food? How you take in every little sign? That's why all the experiences that you have help influence your intuition. Okay. Let me make sure I don't miss anything. Okay, so why do we ignore this? So a lot of times I'll have clients come to me and we're talking about this stuff when I kind of mirror to them how their intuition was giving them information. Though they kind of get this look like, oh, why didn't I pick up on that? It's because A, you're in it, and B, you haven't trained your mind or trained yourself to pay close attention. And the reason we've never been taught that is because generations have learned and taught each other to ignore the outside inputs. I don't know when that happened. I could research that and come back to you guys on it if you're really interested, but I don't know when we went from leaning hard on what we know, because that's all this really is, and into what others know. I don't know where that came from, to be honest. And if you look at the world today without getting deep into the mess, it's full of individuals who are listening to the outside and not themselves. I'm a firm believer, and I've seen it, that hurt people hurt people. And if you're hurt, then you don't listen to yourself. And so if you can't hear yourself, because a lot of times we don't want to acknowledge our hurts, right? Our pain. We don't want to dig into it. As a friend of mine, why do you want to dig up that stuff? Well, if you don't acknowledge it, it just kind of you're having the feelings, but you don't connect it to anything. So then, in other words, if something happens to you and you're angry about it in life, like a trauma, and you're carrying that anger, but been taught by the outside world to shove it down because it's not good to talk about those things or what have you, right? If you shove all that down, then you're walking around on edge because you've not dealt with it. And so if you understand that, number one, then check. We already know that's what people are feeling because there's so much of that shove it downness. Be polite, be the good kid. All of that, especially my generation, I won't tell you my age, but you could probably figure it out, like Atari, if you know, you know. So if you have all these people walking around with these emotions and feelings and experiences they've never acknowledged because they're not allowed to, then you have all this anger within each person, right? And then you have, we get really deep, but we won't, the media and everybody, politicians, and nefarious actors utilizing that. If you're one of them, in terms of you have a lot of trauma and that sort of thing in your body, that is going to affect you, right? And so if we ignore that, then all the noise outside is drowned out our intuitive side. And the intuitive side gets buried behind all of the emotions and things that you're ignoring. However, if you begin to open up, and that's when you hear people, spiritualists talk about being open. And like when I read my clients, I ask them to be open. It's another discussion about energy being what I work with, what we all work with. Like I talked about walking into a room, right? And feeling the energy. If that energy is drowning out our, what we feel, then we can't process our intuitive side. So we have to work on ourselves to hear ourselves. We have to process, because another reason we have to take care of ourselves and process our emotions and work on all of those things is so that you don't misinterpret situations. Look at it like this. Let's say you have gone through an unfortunate, abusive situation, but you've never dealt with it. You carry that anger and strife, and I understand. But if you're carrying that around, you've not been able to get help for that, you will have triggers. And so if you see a situation, let's put the situation across the street. If we're standing on the street corner and we see two people arguing, or having, let's call it not arguing, but just having a big kind of discussion, like your arms are flailing and they seem very animated. If you are carrying around the experience, the unprocessed experiences, when you see that, you will not see just an animated conversation. You will see abuse happening. When in reality, it might just be brother, sister, brothers, whoever, relatives, who are very animated in their, in just who they are as a family, having that type of discussion. They're just super excited about something. But if you're carrying around the anger and you're seeing through those kind of glasses, that's what you will see. So it's super, super, super important for you to work on yourself so that those outside influences do not drown out what you know. You know what you know, but it gets drowned out, okay? That's why we ignore our guts. Let's talk about recognizing that feeling. And I talked a bit about walking into a room and feeling that energy. That's what that feeling is. Another example for you might be this. You ever have a conversation, and this is good for like entrepreneurs or business owners or managers where you're hiring. If you converse with people, and I guess you don't really have to be hiring, but just to read people, to understand what's going on a little bit, I'm going to use the hiring situation where I have had in an interview, I have picked up before and you will too. There's sometimes that people, when they're talking about things and they're trying to hide it, they'll either talk really fast over it. Sometimes they might be smiling, but listen to how they're speaking. So I've had people literally smile and tell me about how they lost their last job, and you can hear the anger in their tones. Is that somebody I want to hire? Like, is that the attitude I want brought into a team I'm trying to build that's peaceful coworkers? And I don't think I do. I'm trying to give you an example of where you might experience this. And now that I'm telling you, it may bring it to the forefront of your mind. And when you're talking to people, that's a good practice. Just see if you can hear. So have conversations to listen, which in itself is a really good skill set, right? Listening. If you're listening, listen for tones, listen for anomalies. So where they maybe talk about something, but they throw in random details. Another sign people are hiding things. Those are just little signs, and those signs come from experiences that, and using me as an example, experiences that I've had in the past where that tone connected to this situation. And so maybe I don't act on that tone. Maybe I don't go, "What's that?" Not maybe. I don't do that. But I will make a note like, wonder where that came from, is usually my question. I wonder where that came from. And then I'll listen and ask more questions and research it, so to speak. That's what you want to do. That's why you have your, that's what the skill set's about, or the sixth sense. You're supposed to use it. It's an analytical part of our brain. So we talked about recognizing that off feeling, and that takes time. So how do you build up that ability? There's a few different things. You may have heard someone talk about sitting in the power. Well, that sounds a little woo-woo, but it is very powerful. It's really just sitting in silence. No radio, no sound bowls. Don't do this in the living room with the TV on. Just shh. Obviously, you can't shut out ambient noise that's outside and that sort of thing, but don't have things that can distract you when you do that. But you're just going to sit quietly. Just sit. Use that tool to think about, let's say you have a situation that you're trying to figure out. So let's say it's the hiring situation, or whether you want to meet up with this person and hang out with them or not, if this person's a good person to have in your circle. Think about the conversation. So you're going to sit quiet. So here are the steps. You're going to sit down, sit quietly, think about the conversation. And as you think about the conversation, feel how your body reacts. As you think about it, do you get a slight irritation? Like, not big, this is slight. Do you get like a little bit of a question mark somewhere? Like, yeah, that's right. When they said that, that was a little weird. Okay, how's your body react to that? Paying close attention to those things over time, you will build that strength up, and you could be sitting in a meeting and you will pick it up, obviously, in real time. That's two things: to sit quietly and pause and just listen to your thoughts and then feel your body. The other thing you can do, and I highly recommend it, and I will be doing a little bit of chat about this down the road, is journaling. I have a few clients. It's interesting. I'm gonna go a little tangenty here for a second, but it's very interesting. The people that I have worked with, and I love all my clients. They are everything to me. Patterns that I've noticed, though, are those who use journaling and really, really use it as a tool to discover more about themselves or to dig deeper into what they're feeling, really progress. Like, it's crazy. And I can speak even for myself. Doing all my book studies and learning about all the different mediums there are within intuitive studies is one thing. But when you set that stuff aside for a bit and really start working on yourself, and through that process, start writing in a journal and offloading all the thoughts that come to mind, it's crazy amazing how you actually get answers to your questions. I will sit, and I know some people will be like, "Well, because you do this for a living." Yeah, but this works for everybody. This is just an example of how it works. I can literally sit down and ask the question, and I will write it out, the question, like, "How's my day going to be today? What is the guidance you want to give me?" I don't necessarily know who I'm asking that question to, in case you're asking that in your mind, like, who the hell she's asking that to? That's what's in my mind to myself. Like, what do I need to learn today? Or how do I, what's going to be important today? And just writing that out. And just keep writing, and you might come up with, oh, something stupid, like, it's gonna be rainy, I'm not gonna do anything. But over time, as you keep writing, the answers will start to form. But it's this openness that is important. So be open to it. Don't be bitchy moany about having to do it. Be open to it. You will get so much out of this. It's I could talk for days about how journaling changed my life, and I will eventually. Maybe not days, I'll edit it down. But turning into yourself and journaling it, also with the journaling, by doing that over time, you see pattern. And in terms of things you feel and how your body, because we're all different too, by the way. So literally, like we all have a different fingerprint. Everything about us is different than the next person. So it's important too, as even a tool for connecting to your intuition to learn more about yourself, journaling, because you can literally see the patterns. Key takeaway from this discussion, I want you to understand that this isn't super weird or woo-woo. I want you to know that this is something that we all have, and through hard work and dedication, but it's hard work and dedication to yourself. Through that process, you can change your life. And I know that's a big statement, but it is truly because you'll start to see things, so you'll react differently. You'll be calmer because you'll understand things differently, because your intuitive side guides you in all of that through process and understanding. It truly changes your life. And if you're living with high levels of anxiety, this will help that. I don't know that it takes it away. I'm not a doctor, but it really helps that. I've had so many people, not just through, I'm naturally drawn to do that because it seems to be guiding me more and more and more in my creative side and finding myself, my voice, and letting go of the past so that I can stop, so I can use those experiences through my intuitive work, but not bring it along with me as my identity. Journaling and processing, all of that stuff helps, is helping me find Diane's voice. And I'm so excited to share that with you guys. And I hope, and my hope and dream is that as I learn and as I discover and share, that you too will be inspired to maybe a couple little things that you can take on that will make your life a little bit easier. Because if anything, all the traumas and things that we go through are meant to, we're supposed to share, pay that forward. So I will share that with you so that you can maybe have a better day along the way. Thank you, everybody. Thanks for listening. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate your patience. Check me out on Substack. It's Trust Issues. And also my website is oakandtuskguidanceservices.com. And I will continue to grow and build on both of those platforms. I'm also on Blue Sky under Oak and Tusk. Those are just kind of little posts here and there. To be honest, I'm not sure how long I'm going to be there because that's another piece of things that I'm discovering is how things affect, not discovering, reconnecting to exactly how those things affect me. Blue Sky seems to be affecting me negatively right now. So I'm setting it aside. But Substack for sure, I'm on it. And my website is got all my services. And that will continue to change and evolve as well as I continue to change and evolve and find my true, true voice. Thanks for allowing me to be a little vulnerable here. I hope that all that I share is helpful for you. Have an amazing day.